Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Rodney Kluvers. We're going to be talking about the upcoming Fort Seward wagon train, but before we start, Rodney, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rodney, for taking time out of your day to join us here on Let's Talk Now. The Fort Seward wagon train has been just an amazing thing that has really highlighted our region and has been going on. This will be the 48th year, I believe, right?
Yes.
Yeah, 48th year. So Rodney is joining us today. We're going to talk about that. Before we talk about the upcoming trail, Rodney, and the upcoming ride for you guys, tell us a little bit about your involvement with the Fort Seward wagon train. You've had your start in this a while ago. It's been a long time ago.
Well, I started the first year was 1974, and I missed some years in between for different reasons. And I can say that it's been a wonderful experience. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't trade it for nothing, I guess. Over the years, I was a teamster, then I rode horseback for some. Now I still ride horseback, and I'm also the wagon master and the trail boss. So that's where I'm at right now.
And that's where you've been for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. And, you know, there must be something, Rodney, too, that keeps bringing you back to it, because that's quite a while to be doing something like that.
Well, my interest in horses and mm-hmm. history is what helps. And of course, now, after all these years, we have so many people that come back every year that it's almost like a family reunion to get back in June to see all these people from all over the nation. I mean, there's people mm-hmm. Wisconsin, Illinois, Minnesota, South Dakota.
Yeah.
Last year we had a person here from London. So, I mean, it's
my gosh.
It's the reason I do it, I guess, is because of all those things.
Yeah. I mean, it really does. You do it that long with that many people. It really does become kind of like a second family. I can see that. So the 48th annual Fort Seward wagon train is coming up in June, like Rodney said. Do you have the dates on the top of your head, Rodney, the dates that the train is going to ride this year?
It's going to start out at Fort Seward here in Jamestown on Sunday afternoon, the 18th. And that's the day we register and get everything ready. We leave Monday morning, the 19th, and everything goes right. We'll arrive in Cullum on Friday the 23rd or whatever day that is.
Friday the 20th. I think that is the 23rd, if I remember correctly.
And that's the reason we're going to Cullum. It's because they're celebrating their 125th anniversary.
Yeah.
And we were there for their 100th anniversary also. So,
so it's kind of another reunion of sorts then. Yeah. That's awesome. So again, Rodney Kluvers joining us here on Let's Talk. We're talking about the 48th annual Fort Seward wagon train. Rodney says starts June 18th. That'll be registration the day they go out. And you guys have your trail planned out this year too, right?
Yes. There's been people that have tracked the trail and look for spots where we can camp and at night and at noon.
Okay.
And we have different activities. There's history talks. There's a man that comes from Minnesota that's a doctor, and he talks about the early days of medicine on the way, you know, when the covered wagons actually went across this nation, and mm-hmm. and other things that we just come up with.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's almost a tour of the area of sorts. It's a flash to the past, you know, and it's like you said, Rodney. This is kind of paying tribute to the pioneers who did this way back when, because it's a fairly authentic wagon train that you guys have.
Yeah, we try to keep everything as authentic as we can. We mm-hmm. we don't allow rubber tires on the wagons. We like to have the people dress in somewhat period costumes. I mean, the women are supposed to and should wear long dresses for the evening meal. Mm-hmm. I don't do it, but the men should wear suspenders and some of those things. But,
yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just try to look authentic like the late 1800s, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. That's what makes it so fun. I mean, 48 years of something like that got its start back in the, with Mary Young. She was the one who originally got it started up, and it's been a thing ever since. And you guys are always looking for individuals who are interested in joining it or learning more. I'm sure you guys would welcome anybody new who wants to head out on the trail with you guys this year.
Yeah, you know, there's always room, I guess. I don't think we've ever turned anybody away, really. Yeah, I mean, yeah. it's register too late or whatever, probably don't get to go. But
yeah.
Otherwise, yeah, I mean, if you have that interest and whatever, come on up.
Perfect. Rodney Cluvers again here on Let's Talk About It. 48th Annual Fort Seward Wagon Train. They're going to go to Colm for the 125th community celebration down there. I guess for some of our listeners, Rodney, who maybe are interested but have never been out on the trail before, what is kind of trail life like? You know, what do you guys do on a daily basis on that trail?
Well, for one thing, your life slows down to a crawl because we have cell phones, but we don't really encourage anybody to use them.
Yeah.
Of course, there's for the teenage kids and younger, there's no video games. Mm. We cook with open fires. I don't know. It's a schedule.
Yeah.
And it can be a hard schedule. It can be an easy schedule, depending on how you make it. But everybody has one job a day. I mean, okay. You don't have to be overworked, but somebody has to get the wood. Somebody has to start the fire. Somebody has to help cook. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a...
It's a working wagon train. That's what they call it, right?
Yeah, it's a working wagon train. Everybody helps, does their part. And if everybody does their part and everybody gets involved, the week just flies by.
it's when you get bored and, you know, the trail and the horses are moving slow. That's when it starts to crawl, I'm sure.
Yeah. If it gets boring when you don't do something with it.
Yeah. That's the point of getting involved with it, is to do something. It's to experience what, like I pointed out, like the pioneers, what they were doing back in the 1800s when we were, you know, first travel, like the Oregon Trail, the biggest one that people know about, you know, so... it really focuses on our trails in our area, though. That's what makes the Fort Seward Wagon Train so unique.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So, Rodney, again, it's coming up on June 18th. People can register and find more information. If people do have questions, do you guys have a website or anything like that that people can go to?
Yeah, there's a website. I guess I don't...
I think it's called Covered Wagon Train or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. And also, we have a registrar. I don't know her phone number either, but...
Okay. A quick internet search will come up with
that. You look at the internet, if you Google wagon trains, Fort Seward will be one of the top five or six that comes up. So
wow, it's just amazing. It's such a great piece of our history and a great way to pay tribute and remember that. Rodney, is there anything else you want to say about the wagon train or anything you want to say to encourage people who are maybe on the fence about heading out this year? Anything you want to say about that?
Well, it's a great family vacation, and we try to keep it family-oriented.
Yeah.
Alcohol is not outlawed, but it's not encouraged.
Okay.
We try to be friendly and encourage people that are strangers to come on out and see how it goes.
Perfect. I'm looking forward to it. I'll probably be out there for your guys' send-off. That's always exciting to see. And, Rodney, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Well, thank you.